Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are...
Not everybody is here, right?
No. We are recording.
Sanya is here.
All right. So we
backed
up again. We're back into why our enemies, the four enemies, that okay, they push us to the left, and Allah is pushing us to the right, you know, which is guidance. Yes, this is E.
And that's B.
Here?
Just replace it with.
Are you sure?
Yes. No, not that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Guidance from Allah, which is conscience,
Musa is here.
All right, and then we have the four enemies: Shaitan.
Shay.
Is that how we want me to spell it?
Sure. As long as it's not without the
Y. And then lower desires. Can you do a better diagram than this? Like big and put the...
Mm-hmm.
So now we want now to explain to you the first enemy, which is Shaitan. We started last time by why did Allah create the Shaitan? That's the first, that's the question that we started last time. And we ended at the portion when we were talking, what is the limits of the Shaitan? What can the Shaitan do? What's the maximum Shaitan can do to us? What is what? What is the maximum? What is the limit? What is the limit that Shaitan can do to us? Like, he can influence us? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Up to what limit? Can he force us physically? No. So what is the limit of the Shaitan? What's the maximum the Shaitan can do?
He can lead us to wrong. He can suggest or give false promises or...
What the maximum he can do is to invite you to evil. Invite you. How does he invite you to evil?
He, whispers.
Yeah, he gives you shaitan ideas. Shaitan ideas. That's what he does. And then when he does that, when he gives you a shaitan idea, what is your turn? What can you do right there to get rid of the shaitan idea?
You can think of...
And at the same time, stop thinking about the evil idea that the shaitan gave to you. Stop thinking about it before it grows big into your heart and becomes a real problem.
What's on this side? Allah.
Yeah, guidance of Allah. You got it? So, if the shaitan gives you an evil thought, what do? Say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem and change the subject. Stop thinking about it. Right? Okay. Now, another thing about Shaitan is that you might wonder, and lower desires, evil the temptations. This is number three, evil temptations.
Oh. Lower desires and evil temptations is the same thing. Right?
No. It's different. Evil temptation and love of this life.
They're all in link with each other.
Yeah, they enter. They there's intersections there.
A little bit of intersection, but
you can really differentiate them from one another. Okay, now let me ask you a question. I asked you last time. If you live in a land where all the food is sweet, nothing is sour, and I give you a piece of a chocolate, what do you do? What do you say? I ask you, what is that?
Chocolate? Yeah.
I give you a piece of chocolate on this planet. The planet that all food and drinks are sweet. I give you a piece of a chocolate, and I ask you, is it sweet or not? What do you say?
No, it's heavy.
It's normal.
Oh.
Now, okay, but if you live on Earth and the food we have sweet and sour. Okay. Would you be able to recognize the difference?
Yeah.
So to understand a word, we get the opposite, right? So how do we recognize Allah? By how to appreciate the names of Allah or the attributes of Allah. It is opposite to the shaitan.
How do you
spell Rubin Shaitan? How is it? Do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
What would be me?
Allah, if you never experience stinginess, you have never seen somebody which is stingy, and then we tell you Allah's Kareem, would you appreciate this name? No. Why not? Because all you know, all what you have experienced is generosity. You've never experienced stinginess or meanness. Another example. How can we appreciate the name of Allah, the kind? The most kind. The most kind is one of the names of Allah, right? Now, how do we appreciate this name? If all and everything in this life, Lina.
Wait, I'm trying to record everything you're saying.
No. Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea, actually. So, what I'm trying to say here, I'm trying to say, in order to appreciate the names of Allah or the attributes of Allah,
we went over that like last.
Or the traits of Allah, we need to see the opposite, which is the shaitan. Opposite.
Okay.
Kind and not kind. Generous, stingy.
What does that have to do with the thing?
Yeah. So now if there is only daylight and there's nothing called darkness or night, and somebody tells you, you are lucky, you always have daylight, what would be the answer? Excuse me. Is there anything different than that? Right? So in order for us to appreciate the kindness of Allah, we need to experience the meanness of the shaitan. You got it? This is called contrast. By contrast, you know what contrast is?
It's like when you see what's different.
Exactly, the opposite. So, how do you say, what is light? What is daylight? Say, opposite to darkness is the night. So, you see?
Yeah.
So you can define the opposite. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, I am the most kind, then we really appreciate that because we have experience, with the evil of the shaitan.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it? What if everybody around us is kind and Allah says, I am kind? Well, okay, there's no surprise there. Everybody's kind.
It's normal.
It's normal, yeah. You got the idea? Good. So, this is one of the reasons shaitan exists. This is one of the reasons shaitan exists. The other role of the shaitan is to be one of our enemies. Maximum is to invite us to evil. The maximum he can do is putting evil thoughts and ideas in our brain. That's the maximum. Got it? So, what is the, what should we do when we get that idea with evil ideas to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, and change the subject? All right.
Now, lower desires are desires of the body. Whatever the body desires, like hunger, like eating, that's a lower desire. It's a desire of the body. Whatever the body needs, that's called lower desires. Okay? Lower desires is not, it has to do with your body needs. But what is the evil temptations? Evil temptations are not physical body need. Okay? Evil temptations like jealousy. Huh? What are other evil temptations? Jealousy, stinginess, right?
Revenge.
Meanness.
Greediness.
Greediness. Okay. So all of these are evil temptations. The jealousy, now let me ask you a question. How come Harun, Qabil, killed his brother Habib? What was the reason?
He was jealous.
Perfect answers. The reason Qabil did it, you know, in order for you to carry a big rock and drop it on the head of your brother when he's asleep.
I got in so much trouble.
No, a rock, like rock, like big rock.
Yeah,
and he was sleeping on a rock, and so.
He crushed
his cells, his brain cells.
His skull.
So now, is that a behavior of a human being? It's the behavior of who? A monster, right?
Yeah.
That's how a human turns into a monster. Now the question is, we all feel jealous, but the reason it does not grow up to be a big monster inside us, okay? We change the subject again. Do not think about it. Stop thinking about it and change the subject. I mean, start thinking about something else. For example, if I get jealous, let's say from Gina. And then, because I'm jealous, okay, when I see that Lena has good things, okay, I feel jealous, right? Now, if I continue thinking about Lena and the difference between me and Lena and how Lena is being treated better than me, this is exactly what happened in Qabil. Qabil, the temptation starts like a small feeling. Small temptation, okay? And then it grows. If you feed it, it will grow. Then how you cut down, how do you stop it?
And so pretty much what happens is that you have a small temptation, then you keep on doing that temptation, and so that temptation becomes the norm. And then you have another small temptation compared to the other temptation, because what you have is the norm. And so you go to that smaller temptation, and then that becomes the norm. And then compared to the norm, it's like another small temptation. Except for it's not small if you think of what you were in the beginning, the innocent you.
Right, because Allah says in the Quran that the shaitan says that don't follow the steps of the shaitan, the baby steps. He takes you step by step, like that. Step by step, until you find yourself bad person.
So, did he feel bad after he killed his brother?
Yeah, he felt sorry. Too bad. You know, after jealousy is gone, now he's back to a normal human being. It's too late. Okay? But here is the idea. Because he continued to feed the jealousy, what did he do to feed the jealousy?
He did the...
Hmm?
Well,
exactly. So, everybody likes Lena. Nobody likes me. Everybody likes me.
Yeah,
Nobody wants to play with Lina. Nobody wants to play with Lina. I am so jealous of her. And I keep thinking about it. So it grows into my heart until it becomes a monster who controls me. So keep that in mind. So these are the evil temptations. Now, love of this life.
All I'm doing is eating my lunch, and technically, but Habib? Yeah, Habib was doing... Habib or Hayat?
Which one is the bad guy? Which?
They rhyme, so they got confused.
Habib is the bad guy?
Okay, so I was right. Habib, it was like living a normal life, and he did it... He wasn't consciously doing anything.
Right. He wasn't trying to impress anybody. He was just being a normal. He was being himself. That's him. He's kind, he's sweet, he shares. So all of his brothers love him. Now it comes to Qabil. He likes meanness because he feels that above people. When he's mean, he feels that he's above you because you have to swallow his meaning, his meanness. Okay? Some people love to be mean to show power. One of the bosses that I had at work was like that. You know, he would be mean to let you know that I'm the boss here. And you swallow it or you're fired.
That's
huh?
Why we swallow it?
Why you know what? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It was one of the bosses. The rest were not like that. The rest were like nice and they just be your friend. But this guy was like sick. Well, really sick. He wants to show power by meanness. So here's Qabil, okay, is mean. Nobody likes him. He's like a bag full of mosquitoes. You get near him, you get mosquito bites. You got it? So now...
Except for they would have like venom.
We're in orange.
It's right there.
What?
It's right there, that orange.
So, I got it from somebody because they had it for lunch and they're like, I don't want to know.
Let's focus here. So now, what about the love of dunya? This is how the shaitan gets you. You know, if you have money, can you go to Hawaii? Or go for a fancy cruise?
Yes.
So, then shaitan comes to you and says, hey, you like the fancy cruise, right? So that's your evil soul. Evil soul comes, and
for the record, Shaitan builds on these. So
evil soul comes and tells you,
because
hey,
he'll be like, he'll invite, like he'll want you to go to, like wants you to like actually like he'll increase jealousy and greed. And he'll like make you like everything become better.
What? I don't know.
Last year, she kept on laughing whenever my dad did a story.
So okay, let's go back to the class here. So the point I'm trying to make is that because you want to go to Hawaii, you might be.
Can you leave
cheat.
Until you're like done laughing?
You know, shaitan tells you, hey, this is money, nobody's dead, you know, just take it. Okay? Now
that's greed.
Yeah.
And the shaitan builds off of that.
And then, because you love dunya, you love the pleasures of this life, you love it. So, you want to have a lot of things, you want to buy a lot of things, you want to live a luxurious life. Because of that, you might do illegal things. You might do bad stuff, illegal stuff. Yes, you might do it. Why? Because you're so much attached to the pleasures of this life. You're so much in love with the pleasures of life that will make you disobey Allah. Now, is it haram to enjoy the pleasures of life?
No.
In moderation.
Exactly. We have halal fun and haram fun. Now shaitan comes through and says, oh, the halal movies, they are disgusting and boring.
Yeah.
It's not exciting at all.
I want haram movies to enjoy. Haram movies are the ones that propagate evil thoughts and propagate evil desires. You got it?
Oh.
Another?
They're playing a halal movie. Like on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Some,
where?
I don't know what it's
called.
Here. In
class room? Like, oh, no. Inside one of the, I think it's the game room. You just come and they watch a movie.
What was it?
I knew someone. Every time I asked this person to watch a BG movie, he says, no, it's not fun. I want rated R movies. Another example.
But there's nothing wrong with PG. I mean, I like Transformers. There's a series called Transformers Prime. It's rated TV-17, and I love it.
As long as there is nothing haram in it, there's no problem.
As long as you kept robot fighters.
The problem is that society considers that kissing to be the norm, and so they're itsy-bitsy steps. So PG-13 would be even worse stuff, and then rated R would be like blood and even worse stuff.
Right.
I just turned my eyes a little
violent.
That's good. Now let me ask you another. Every like girl, or like not every girl, generally girls and women, okay, not most of them, 15%, 40%, I don't know, 50%, 40%. They like to take off the hijab and walk showing their hair. Why? Because when you do that, there are girls and women who propagate evil temptations with their clothing. You understand that when you wear like indecent clothes, you are propagating unevil. We were propagating evil temptations with your dress. Mm-hmm. You got that?
Yeah.
For example,
you got that?
Tights, shorts, like short shorts. I don't mean like shorts. Shorts are okay, as long as you're not at that age. And then, but short shorts, it's like no, even if you're like puny. Because as you grow older, it's going to become the norm. And then, like, and then you become, and it has, like, short shorts.
And then there's this thing called mini skirts now, really tight. Oh, my God, I swear it's, like, underwear.
Don't even bring it up. Don't.
But you got the point?
Yeah.
Shaitan will make you do haram by making false promises. I will make you successful. And there's a problem here with American society, with the culture, American culture. It's mine too. So, there's a problem that it teaches women and girls that your value is in your beauty.
Shape.
Beauty. So you find them stubborn, they don't want to eat, and sometimes they die because they want to be thin.
Anybody heard of anesthetic? Anorexic.
Well, that one's just fast.
It's whenever you eat.
No, that's not fast. That's killing yourself.
Yeah, whenever you eat something, then you'll throw it up. Yeah.
Oh,
and you can, like, literally see the bones.
You know why? You know what is happening here? What is happening here is that the society introduces beauty. Your beauty is your value. Your value is in your beauty. If you're beautiful, you're successful. If you're not beautiful, you're not. So you start false promises. They always, haram movies, they are fun. Halal movies, they are boring.
That's what the shaitan tells you, that's not actual morals.
Yeah, false promises. Shaitan tells you, if you work and live sell liquor, it brings you more money. I have seen a lot of Muslims selling liquor.
And that's considered haram.
And that is considered haram, right? Now you ask them, why do you sell liquors? Isn't that haram? He says, I sell it only to non-Muslims.
That's the most silly, ridiculous argument that I heard from anyone.
You're being redundant when you say silly and ridiculous.
First of all, do you see the idea of the guy to who's buying liquor from you? Do you see the religion of that person? Second, even if you do, selling the liquor in itself, even if you sell it to what?
Plus, you're giving a bad...
When you're selling liquor, you're
always
telling people that you should drink liquor, and that's, not spreading Islam.
Yeah, and plus, you're giving a bad influence on us, like 9/11 did to all of us.
You should tell people not to drink liquor, and you should tell people, it's good to be Muslim, and you should come and join us and be Muslim. But
you can't do that while you're selling liquor.
If you're telling us this, then why are you giving it to me? You're telling me it's bad for me. Why are you giving it to me? It's like giving somebody poison to you and saying, it's good for you. They're wondering, if it's poison, it's good to kill them. Why are you saying it's good for you?
Let's go back. So Shaitan is giving you false premises. Hey, when you dress well, okay, when you dress well, everybody will be nice to you. But if you put this towel on your head, okay, if you put this towel...
You can still look nice.
No, that's how we feel. If you put this towel on your head, or that rag or whatever on your head, okay, then people will not respect you. And people are going to be mean to you. Who is saying that? Who said that? Shaitan. So, love of desires, love of things like that. Like somebody, okay, here is, I can do this haram thing, I can sell liquor. But why is this guy selling liquor? The Muslim guy selling liquor.
Because he wants money.
Because he wants money. He's in love with money. Because to him, money is the door of pleasure. You got it?
He's probably not even the only one.
It's smoking, yes. Anything that's hard to is haram. It's terrible.
Got it? So don't smoke.
Didn't she just say is smoking halal?
Yeah.
Oh, and then halal.
You want to know what's inside?
Yeah.
Wait, is smoking haram?
Yes.
Nicotine and other chemicals that are used to clean bathroom cleaning.
That's a general rule.
Nicotine that latches onto your brain.
There is a guy, you know, the most silly, ridiculous argument about the guy who's smoking. So he asks me, smoking is halal or haram? So I told him haram. He says halal, I said haram. Then at the end he said, if it is haram, I am burning it. If it is halal, then I'm using it.
I don't get it.
Okay, he tells them there are two possibilities. It is either haram or halal. If it's haram, I am burning it. I'm burning the cigarette. It burns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to get rid of it if it's halal. I mean, if it's haram. And if it's halal, then he's just doing it.
You got it? Ridiculous. Okay. Just it's like drugs. Like hash, the thing that they smoke. Same thing. He said, if it is halal, I am using it. If it is haram, I am burning it. Burning it and smoking burns it. You got that trick here? So, attractions of life. When you see people that are very rich, and you're so tempted to do anything to be as rich as they are. You see what I'm saying here? So, that is the love of dunya does to you as one of your enemies. All right. So now, after we learned about that, let's go and learn about the stereotypes that is being spread about Islam. Stereotypes. And how to reply to them.
So do you guys get this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can use this portion of the board as I take it away.
Curse it! All my pens are dying! Here, cost 6 of them this week.
Curse it.
Maybe you should cap them better. This isn't even its cap.
Oh.
Before we get into the stereotypes about Islam, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Yes. Now, who created the shaitan?
Allah.
Allah. Mm-hmm. Who created the evil temptations?
Shaitan.
It's caused by the shaitan. It's not right to say it's caused by Allah. It's caused by the shaitan. Okay? So, Allah created the shaitan, and then shaitan causes evil temptations, you know, causes the evil things. But who created the love of dunya in your heart? The love of money? The love of pleasures of this life? Who created that? Who created it?
Allah.
Allah. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why did he create his own enemies? So these four enemies, he created them.
So then there'd be choices.
Perfect answer.
Right.
Perfect answer. So that he can be tested. Okay. So
if there wasn't, then there'd be no point up there.
Exactly. Look at the angels, for example. The angels don't have any of those four enemies. You know? So they are always doing good things. Did you ever hear about an angel doing a bad?
No. No. No, it's not possible.
It's not possible, exactly. Why? Because they don't have to.